This is episode number 2504 for Monday, August 14th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Mark Zuckerberg took to Threads and later his Instagram story Sunday to announce that he's ready to move on from talks surrounding his and Elon Musk's upcoming face-off in Italy.
Moving on.
I think we can all agree Elon isn't serious, and it's time to move on.
Wow.
I offered a real date. Dana White offered to make this a legit competition for charity. Zuckerberg, he was writing this referencing UFC head Dana White, Dana White's role in turning the fight into a charity event. So, Zucky claims Elon not only isn't serious about the fight, Elon won't confirm a date.
Well, that's because he's scared S-less.
He probably is.
You know, here's 39-year-old Zuckerberg looking like the prime of his life. And I think Elon thinks he's gonna kill me. I'm gonna have to run out the cage.
Screaming like a little girl.
Like a little girl.
Then
I can't do
says he needs surgery and now asks to do a practice round in my backyard instead.
Wait. Elon needs surgery?
Evidently.
I think that's an excuse.
Wants to do a practice round in his backyard.
Yeah, that part I get that. Just like, yeah, what happened to the live stream there, Elon? I thought we were going to have this on X and be able to see Mark, you know, wipe up the mat with you.
So he says,
oh my God.
If Elon ever gets serious about a real date and official event, he knows how to reach me.
Wow.
Otherwise, time to move on.
Man, it's on, is it not? It's on.
Well, you know what?
If
you're going to say, let's move on, you throw all that out there and it's like, mic drop.
Right. I get that. And of course, he's got to look that way. But I'm really surprised. I didn't think Zuckerberg would be this aggressive. I mean, I get it that he didn't start it all.
No.
You know, he just was responding, but now he's he's the aggressor.
Mr. Musk.
He's getting all aggro.
No, because now Mr. Musk either has to say yay or nay. He has to piss or get off the pot.
I think I heard somewhere that Elon was working with the mayor of Rome to come up with a location for this thing.
Oh, sure he is.
Coliseum? Where the hell are you going to do
this? Hey, those are words.
That's true.
You can say
anything. Yeah, Elon does know about words, doesn't he?
Oh, he sure
240
does.
To a... Is that right? 240? Something like that. Anyway. Wow.
Yeah.
This is the thing. If you're Zuck, though,
has been dropped.
Yeah, do you like, let this go and just let it say, whatever? Or... I mean, do you kind of stand up and fight back a little bit? I'm a little surprised by this. I just am. I would think that he'd be like, whatever.
Well, like I said, he's going to have piss or get off the pot.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep an eye on this for you. Of course we will.
Of course we will. Are the Full House girls arguing?
Do tell.
So earlier this year, Candace Cameron Bure became chief content officer of Great American Media.
Oh.
So she left. I think she was at Hallmark.
Yeah, she was at Hallmark.
Well, she left.
I think other people left Hallmark, too, to start this Great American Family channel.
Yeah. GAF. Company positioning itself as kind of an alternative to the Hallmark channel with a focus on traditional marriage and values.
Oh, that's not alternative.
Right.
That means non-traditional is alternative. That's mainstream. Okay, gotcha.
So.
Yeah.
Now Hallmark, where Candace used to work.
Right.
Has been adding more LGBTQ actors.
I've noticed that. Yeah. I've noticed that. Yeah.
I like the Christmas movies.
Yeah,
characters over the years and people. Right. Including Jody.
Jody Sweetin. Yeah.
Took Great American Media's stance as an attack on that community.
Gotcha.
So here's the latest twist.
Okay.
Jody recently made a movie called Craft Me a Romance, and it just got sold to Great American Media.
Oh, wow.
So Jody issued a statement saying she was surprised and disappointed to learn about the sale.
Huh.
So she added, in keeping with my mission of supporting the LGBTQ plus family, any potential or future money made from this sale will be donated to LGBTQ plus organizations.
Well, that's admirable. I guess that they don't have a, unless you're like Tom Cruise, you don't have a choice of where your stuff gets sold to. You know, she's just not big enough. She's a small name. She's like a D-lister. You know, admirable to her for sticking to her guns. And I guess you could say the same for Candace Cameron Bure.
Supposedly Candace Cameron Bure had said something like, oh, we're not saying anything bad about anybody. We're just saying this is what we're doing here.
Right. You're not going to see any same-sex stuff on, you know, Great American Family Channel. So.
She, you know what? Growing up, we've been watching her on Full House. It's like, oh, whatever.
Well, she and her brother, Kurt Cameron, are really devout. Gosh. They're very devout.
Kurt Cameron is off the rails,
Not that we're going to stand in front of any lightning bolts here today, Morgan. I will say this. The world is for everybody, and we're all here.
We've got to
share this space. However you feel about that, I hope you feel like we can all share this space together. And with Halle Berry, who, by the way, is 57 today. Just wanted to mention, happy birthday to Halle Berry. Happy birthday. I wanted to say Halle Berry. Happy birthday, Halle Berry. Happy birthday, Halle Berry.
All right, so that's the third time you sung to her.
Well, yeah, it's an important day. It's her birthday today. 57 years
old. This isn't
young.
Important. I don't think you ever sung to your wife, but yeah, you sing to Halle Berry.
I don't sing to anybody.
Times.
I don't sing to anybody. I was taking a cue out of your book because you like to sing happy birthday to people.
Happy birthday to his hall pass. Please, never mind. Tweet him. I'm sorry. X him.
That's
Instagram. Him. Hashtag him. Something.
All right. With our apologies today to, I guess, Jody Sweeten.
Well, it's been for 10 years. You have mentioned her name every day.
It is sad that nobody's got us
every day
connected. And Halle Berry, happy birthday, Halle. Happy birthday. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.